also wish to speak against. Is that okay? David Smith, Dalishaw.
You may.
Some years ago, quite a few years ago now, I actually participated in the Mardi Gras. Well, I marched the gay and lesbian Mardi Gras. I marched as a group called 100 Revs. 100 Revs Say Sorry was the theme. 100 Revs Say Sorry on behalf of the church for abuses towards members of the gay and lesbian community. We couldn't get 100 of us. There was the best part of 100. It's a shame because I do believe there has been a long history of abuse, perhaps, especially from clergy, towards members of the gay and lesbian bisexual community. We have a lot to apologise for, and I fear if this motion gets up, it will be something we eventually realise we'll also have to apologise for. I'm a supporter of same-sex marriage. I can't disguise that. I published a paper, Why Every Christian Should Support Same-Sex Marriage. That was 6 years ago, before it was an issue for the diocese. Well, before I was aware it was an issue for the diocese, at any rate. It may be that nobody else here has read that. I'd expect they would have. I know our former Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, apparently found it helpful. Great. It's been republished multiple times. I've never published on it since. Didn't feel I needed to. But, well, at least until now, speaking on it again. But my arguments were biblical. Don't have to agree with them, but they were... You know, I changed my mind on this one day, one night, reading St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. I don't expect everybody to agree with me, but at the same time, I don't expect people to think of me as a sort of second-rate Christian who's not concerned about Scripture because I've come to different conclusions about where the Scripture takes me in this. And that also is my issue with the motion, is it seems to be telling me what I have to think about this. And that seems to me a little ironic, an emotion that purports to be for free speech and very much against the spirit of the Reformation. And I think our Protestant forefathers and foremothers would be concerned, lest anyone should pontificate on how, no offence in using that word, on how we should understand where the Scriptures take us in that matter. So for that reason, I must reject the motion, urge everyone who loves the Lord Jesus and who is seeking to love their gay and lesbian and bisexual and transgender and intersex sisters and brothers, as they love themselves, to gently put this motion to death.